This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So on one hand, you can make the argument that these people actually need this more than the kids do. So get the kids the hell out of there.
Right.
But on the other hand, I mean, this is a rite of passage when you are an American child.
Oh.
Everybody's done one of this when they were kids. And if grown-ass people are doing it, kind of pushes the kids out of the way.
What are they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We know it's getting harder to make ends meet.
Oh, yeah. It's tough out there.
Right? Like, there are people with jobs in the gig economy. There are people working straight up part-time jobs, mm-hmm. you know, just to afford things.
The inflation pass.
And then there are people that are hustling in a not-so-above-board way.
What are they doing?
Story in the Washington Post over the weekend documented in bigger cities adult lemonade stands to get out of debt.
You're kidding me.
Like, were the adults running it?
The adults are running the lemonade stand. There was no kid involved.
Selling lemonade.
No, because, I mean, you sell booze, you're busted.
Yeah.
They're selling straight up lemonade on the side of the road with tables.
How sad is this?
So, like we said, it's happening in bigger cities. And when we say adults, we're talking mid-20s to mid-30s. They set up a table. They do have, like, equipment to make, like, better lemonade, obviously. So, think somewhere between your 8-year-old and a food truck. Like, right in the middle of that. And the folks that are doing this are arguing they have to do this because they have bills they have to pay.
Coming up short.
They have student debt that they're trying to pay down. And they say that they're actually making a decent amount of money.
Okay.
So, what's interesting is, I saw this with my own eyes in Washington, D.C. and the 4th of July weekend. Yes, I watched it happen. And it's exactly the way they described it in the story. It's grown-ass people that just set up a table and they're selling all kinds of drinks out of coolers and they have like a little machine that'll make you like a slushy or something.
All right.
Dick move?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a kid's thing, man. I mean, I will say this. If you saw like a bunch of this in D.C., If there was a kid, yes. Adult, no.
Okay. Kimmy?
It's not a dick move. I guess, like, because a kid probably wouldn't be setting up a lemonade stand there most of the time. I mean, they're not going to go to, like, a public place and...
Oh, no. I saw kids directly
competing.
Really? Yes.
Because I would think, like, obviously it would be a dick move
Price
if you
wars.
Did this in your neighborhood, like a little kid would.
Well,
but
yes.
I guess I could see the business opportunity of setting up it where there's going to be a bunch of people around. I guess I've never seen a kid go out of their way to do that to that extent.
Really? Never? Like at festivals or things like that where they're selling like sodas or lemonade? Really?
Water.
I've never seen little kids.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Unless they're selling
it. You're making money.
Unless they're selling it for like, you know, fundraising purposes. Like, you know, like an actual stand where there's adults, you know, running things, but the kids are just there volunteering.
So, look, I get where you're coming from, Tommy, where you're right. It's a rite of passage as a child to have a lemonade stand.
It's cute.
Sure. But I mean,
there's no cute factor to some gruff-looking, burly man selling me lemonade.
But if you want something to drink, he's got you covered. And if we're being real here, right? Like, who needs it more? Is it the kid to, like, you know, save money to go buy baseball cards or whatever the kids buy these days? Or is it the grown-ass person that's trying to pay their bills? Who should you support?
The child.
You didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, you may have made some bad decisions to put yourself behind this adult lemonade stand that I don't support.
Sure.
And there's no cutesy factor. I don't feel good about myself. Like, if I give a kid a dollar for a lemonade, I feel good about myself. I gave Ted over here some money. I don't really care about Ted and his problems.
All right. No, you're right. In this scenario, you would actually have to want what they are selling.
You'd have to be craving that lemonade or need something to quench your thirst in the moment.
Right. You're right. Every time you drive by a lemonade stand, if you don't stop and give them some kind of money, you're a dick and stop being a dick, right?
Yeah.
But if I do crave something, I mean, I appreciate what the kid is doing. I remember doing that, but I think I might have more sympathy for the grown-ass person because they don't want to be out there doing this.
Yeah, but I go for adorable over sympathy.
All right, what if it's an adorable grown man, though?
There's no such thing.
Little old man.
Ugly kid, adorable old man.
But even that ugly kid's got an adorability to them. Because you're an ugly child.
Thank you. You're looking right at me. I know who you're speaking to.
I can't imagine. I can't think of there's no such thing in my mind as an adorable man.
No, you can find an adorable man.
Who?
Mickey Rooney.
He's dead.
Well, he was adorable.
Bro, he was only adorable when he was a kid.
No, there are some. You can call it. Think of an adorable actor, a male actor. That guy's adorable.
Adorable. Yeah, but you and I. Kimmy can think that.
No, she's going to say something. You're going to be like, oh, that guy's adorable.
I haven't heard nothing
Kimmy's
yet.
Kimmy's going to Google adorable male actors.
No, that doesn't count.
No.
You have to think about
it. We need to kick it off, and then once we figure it out, we'll know what road we're supposed to go down. That guy's adorable. See, I feel like you're... Like, adorable doesn't mean attractive.
No, but there's a cuteness to it.
I think there are like...
So you would think there's a cute man.
Yeah, that's fair. Not in like a sexual way.
No, I just say he's cute.
Yeah. Well, no, because when you say it like that, I know what you're trying to do. It's not what I mean. He's adorable. He's not cute. No, I think there's a difference between cute and adorable.
Mitch McConnell, cute?
No, you picked the worst guy.
What are you talking about? I talk like this.
What do you think it would sound like if Mitch McConnell was trying to sell me lemonade?
Come buy my lemonade. I keep my prices down. I only use American lemons. I don't use imported lemons from other countries.
No, man, the more we're having this discussion... I think I'm going to go buy from the grown-ass person. You've known that struggle. I know. I've known that struggle. Kimmy's living that struggle right now.
I would not buy lemonades from me.
Okay, I thought of a good one, but okay. I don't know what the actor's name is. The guy who plays Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World.
That guy's adorable.
He's adorable.
That guy's adorable.
Was he like the principal?
The principal from Boy Meets World. That's an adorable man.
Yeah.
All right. Took you a while.
By the way, that guy's still alive. You know that?
William Daniels. He's 97.
He's still alive.
He's 97. Not so adorable anymore.
No, he still is adorable because I just saw a picture of him. They do fun, quick side Boy Meets World fact because I love Boy Meets World because I was in love with Topanga when I was a kid.
Was it the girl?
Yeah, no, Topanga was the... I was in love with the dude named Topanga.
Topanga sounds like a pet. Like they had a pet Topanga.
Topanga and another person from the show has a Boy Meets World-centric podcast that is very popular. Her name is Danielle Fishel. I'm getting real deep in the weeds here for you. That's how much I love her. Mm. Mr. Feeny was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Still hanging out.
I didn't listen, but I saw he was on the podcast. Right. I don't spend a lot of time listening to the Boy Meets World podcast. But no, that guy's adorable. If Mr. Feeny was selling lemonade because he's got to pay his property tax, I'd give Mr. Feeny $10. No?
Okay. I don't even know what that guy looks like.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Looks like you, but kind. We're talking about a story of the Washington Post over the weekend. In larger cities, adults are now moving in on kids' lemonade stand games, and they say they're doing it because they have debt they have to pay.
Tough times, bro.
Now, keep in mind, they don't have permits or anything like that, so technically what they're doing is illegal.
Yeah, they don't have a peddler's license.
Yes, but kids also don't have permits either. But, you get their gross-ass, grimy hands. That's the other thing. It's probably safer to go with the adult. Gross-ass dirty kid hands all up in your lemonade?
I'll take a dirty kid hand over a dirty man hand.
That guy's probably washing his hands, though.
Does he?
I don't know. I would need to see Purell on his table.
Think of what men do with their hands. Yeah. Enjoy your dong-a-nade.
We are the best show in America, ladies and gentlemen. Dong-a-nade. 252-WCMF.
I want to see your logo.
We were talking about adorable men. Katie's here to help us out. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got?
I was just wondering if I could touch base on who, like, a male celebrity that I think is adorable.
I would love to hear, Katie.
I think Tommy Mulay is adorable.
Oh, take me out of it.
I love his shoes. Like, I could go to the like Walmart and go get a Ken doll and give the shoes to Tommy.
Tommy Mulay, adorable.
You got to raise your bar of adorable.
Katie, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Are you flattered that she finds you adorable?
Absolutely. I'll take it.
But that's not like good looking. That's not sexy. It's adorable.
Bro, I'll take at 65, I'll take whatever I can get.
Like Mr. Feeny's not bangable. He's just adorable.
Yeah. But you get something out of it. You're not... gross.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I'm making more money than I ever have in my entire life, and I'm taking vacation time, paid vacation, so I can be on side jobs and make more money. I don't know what to say about it, but it sucks at nearly 50. It blows. So maybe the next step is a lemonade stand, or I don't know, mixing Tommy's stupid cocktails or whatever, but this is unsustainable, man.
Bro, I hear you.
I think you've got the personality for it. Here's your lemonade, dick. Here's your Dickinade. Jeremy's Dickinade, old time recipe.
I think I saw that movie with you as the star, right?
What was
it? Little Tommy Dickinade. Oh, all right, that's it. I'm tired. I've gone to voices that I don't know that make any sense.
Hey, Jeremy's better than like 3/4 of radio personalities in this town that realize when you go to voices, you got nothing.
What are you talking about?
Two five CMF. A man who I would absolutely buy lemonade from. And he's adorable.
All right.
Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Good. So I'm in town. That's my girl Katie that just called in. She stole my thunder with Tommy Mulet, but I think Tommy's cute. But what about Danny DeVito? He's cute.
Oh, Danny DeVito's adorable.
That's a good one.
Danny DeVito that's is adorable.
He may be the only one. Oh, he's got to have a sub in his hands.
I also think Bill Nye the Science Guy, he's adorable.
Ah, Bill Nye the Science Guy, pretty adorable.
Yeah, you're nailing it.
All right, here's the thing. I think if we're going to talk about what makes a dude adorable, they have to be a borderline cartoon character of a human being. Is that fair enough?
Because like, cartoonish traits.
Yeah, I'll be sincere. So Skyler, we've met Skyler a couple of times. You know, you hear Skyler, very kind dude, laid back, right? He's got big ass bushy beard. He's a tattoo artist. He's all linked up. I find Skyler adorable.
Nice, thanks, brother. You just made my day.
Hey, you're welcome. You adorable son of a bitch. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right.
There goes adorable Skyler. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With like, if they have cartoonish features,
yeah.
All right.
Two of those three that we've named were also on children's shows. Maybe that helps.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, hanging out with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you make everything sound so bad when you say it out loud?
No, you have to have some children.
Hanging out with kids.
Get some childs.
Skyler doesn't hang out with kids. At least, I don't know. His own kids, I hope.
Already does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.